The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. A little tiny thought for you for the day. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." And those words would have sounded very familiar to his original audience. You want to know why? It's because that is a rewording of the summary of all Old Testament holiness. From the book of Leviticus, the summary of all Old Testament holiness was, "Be holy, just as your heavenly Father is holy." And what our Lord does there is he takes the word holy and he swaps in the word merciful, making them equal to one another. Pope John Paul II once said that mercy is love's other name. And of course that means two things. It means be merciful because your heavenly Father is merciful. And it means be merciful in the way that your heavenly Father is merciful. Now, we've talked about mercy before, and I've told you what the corporal works of mercy are and the spiritual works of mercy. Let's take it in a different direction today. Here's a phrase I've never talked about before. Jesus says, "A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap." You know what that means? Okay, here's the context. Let's pretend like we're all back in Bible times. And your job is to sell grain in the marketplace. Someone comes up to you and buys a measure of grain. What do? You measure out the grain and you pour it into their fold of their garment and you say, "That'll be 2 shekels, please." Unless someone who you love comes or a friend comes, then what do is you take the measure and you shake it a little bit and it settles down and you put more grain in. And you shake it and you press it. And you put more grain in, and then you pour that into their lap. That's the way you treat people that you love, right? And that's why Jesus says, "The measure with which you measure will in return be measured back to you." Now, here's a huge challenge. Huge challenge. I said before, last time I preached on this, it came up on a Sunday about 3 weeks ago, that people have no trouble believing God is merciful or that God is loving. But boy, do they have a hard time believing that God is merciful to themselves. Now, to save time, instead of unpacking all that, I'll just jump right to the conclusion. Can I give you 2 signs that you have a hard time believing that God is merciful to you? 2 signs. Number one, you lack peace. Always worried about something. Number two, you lack joy. Always upset about something, always sad about something. 2 signs of a soul that's not living fully in the light of Jesus risen from the dead. I have a very hard time believing that God is merciful. Well, the reason why that's a challenge is because the reason why you are not experiencing God's mercy is because you're not yet showing it. Somewhere you're being selfish. And that's what needs to change. It's one of the great secrets of living. One of the great, most counterintuitive ideas is that joy exists in proportion to sacrifice. It's totally counterintuitive, but the deeper your sacrifice, the deeper your joy. Consider, it exists on the physical level. If, for example, you make the sacrifice of, say, eating the right food and getting exercise, do you know what you get as a reward? You get joy. Not only do you feel physically good, but you have this joy of thinking, you know, I did the right thing. And it exists in the relationship order as well. We all know this. If you put forth the sacrifice that it takes to get along with somebody, and it's a sacrifice, you will discover the joy of genuinely being close. But it takes sacrifice, right? It takes sacrifice in the spiritual order as well. It's hard to be merciful. It costs. You know, if you forgive a debt of $10, that just cost you $10, right? It costs. It's expensive. But that's where the joy comes from, right? The joy of being a friend of God. And that's one of the joys of the season of Lent. Only those who enter into the sacrifice of Lent are ever going to experience the joy of Easter. That's why you don't want to minimize this season. It's a great season. But just a little thought for you now here for the day. We embrace the sacrifice of mercy because we want to experience the joy of mercy. And like any other virtue, you get better with practice. So let us begin and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Cyril of Jerusalem, pray for us.